Josh, thanks so much for talking with us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
First, tell us about the meaning of your group's title, 20 Summers. It has a special reference.
Yeah, it comes from my favorite poem by Stanley Kunitz, Route 6, and it says, "The last stretch toward home, 20 summers roll by." And so for us, it connotes sort of the pull of Provincetown and of art and of... I had a chance to meet Stanley Kunitz when he was in his late 90s, and he actually read to me the poem from his home in P-Town. So it also has a very special personal meaning for me.
The series, 20 Summers, takes place in a historic barn, the Hawthorne Barn, built by Charles Hawthorne at the turn of the 20th century. Some say that this barn is kind of considered the beginning of Provincetown's place as an art colony. Tell us a little bit more about the barn and what makes it such a great place for artists, speakers, and musicians.
It really is what made P-Town, P-Town. It was built in 1907, and very quickly it became a very prominent school, and it attracted very famous artists from Norman Rockwell to Lee Krasner to Hans Hofmann. And when they started coming there, writers started coming as well. And when it was opened in 1907 under Hawthorne, it sort of continued for a few decades, and it fell into disrepair, and it was our honor to sort of resurrect it and open it up back up to the public as an arts nonprofit. It's got an enormous 15 by 15 foot north-facing window. And so this very simple structure of wood and glass is just filled with light 12 months of the year. And to see a performance there is a very special thing. It's kind of a step back in time to see the way it was a century ago.
And speaking of seeing a performance there, for this year's series, the sixth season, how do you work up each year's speakers series and what catches the eye?
Well, I guess the people who come, they do sort of reflect our interests. And by our interests, I mean the three co-founders, myself and Ricky O'Patterney and Julia Glass. And so I'm a writer. And so, for example, there's an amazing event on Saturday, May 25th with Alex Kotlowitz, who's one of the real great writers of narrative nonfiction. He'll be there speaking with the editor, Adam Moss. Then photography is something that is of great interest to us. And tonight, opening the season, is a woman named Susan Micellus, who's one of the most famous photojournalists in the whole world. Music is a big interest to us. Our director, Kemi Ives, puts together our concert series, which is really great. One concert I can mention that we still have tickets for on Saturday, May 18th, a concert by Mira, who plays indie pop. And to hear music in the barn is a very special thing. The acoustics are great, and it's a very dramatic setting for something. One of the other things that we do, we have artists in residence, and we have conversations that are open to the public and are free. And that's just a way, if someone just wants to see what the barn is like, it's an exciting thing to climb up the hill and step into the room.
And in the past, you had been organizing walking tours. Is that something that's still happening, and were they popular?
It is. They're incredibly popular. They sell out immediately. The people want to know the history of this town. David Dunlap is the one who has a website called Building Provincetown, where he discusses the history of art in Provincetown. And he walks along and points to all of the different structures in town and gives people a sense of what took place in them. So, you know, we try to focus on the history of art in Provincetown, as well as just bringing new and interesting people to the barn.
And we will be airing some selected speakers from that series on The Point right here on WCAI on Thursdays in May and June. You can find information on the website, capeandislands.org. Josh Prager, one of the co-founders, thanks so much for talking with us this morning.
Thank you, and thanks to WCAI for their continued support. It means a lot to us.